From the Fortress of Free Thinking and Free People, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, big wins for the Second Amendment. The first, a federal judge shuts down a California ban on high-capacity magazines, saying the measure is unconstitutional and misguided. Meanwhile, in Missouri, the governor there may throw out all federal gun control measures. Two, if you support Donald Trump in any way, whether you voted for him or have supported his policies from inside the Beltway, you are a lowlife, and history will not treat you well. You're a menace, I know, because DNC Chair Tom Perez says so. And number one, the tsunami of illegals surging the southern border has exposed the lie on the left that there is no crisis for all to see. There is. You know it, and so do I. For those working on the border, they say it is actually far worse than you even know. In fact, the invasion is stunning in its depth, its width, and the sheer volume of humanity coming to the southern border. Thousands a day now. Last week, one port of entry, 9,000 people arrested trying to get around it. 9,000 in 1 week, one place. We were told that 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, 3,600 people were arrested in a single day, and the numbers continue to explode. This means more than a million people a year. It'll mean impacts on our population, our infrastructure, and the fact is right now we can't even support the people that are coming across the border. The president's right, and while all of this is going on, the Democrats are doing absolutely nothing. Nothing. Because they would rather sacrifice the sovereignty of this nation. They would rather sacrifice you and I and allow illegals to come in by the boatload in an effort to win a political fight with Donald Trump than to do what is actually right for the country, which is protecting us and shutting the border. There is no further a debate now that we know that Jay Johnson, the former director of Homeland Security in the Obama administration, says, yes, it is a crisis, absolutely is a crisis. In fact, let's hear from him again. Bite number three from Jay Johnson from the Obama administration. He has no political motivation but to tell the truth. Jay Johnson, bite three, go.
As Kevin McAleen and the commissioner of CBP pointed out, on Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. One day alone, 4,000. We're on pace this month for 100,000 apprehensions. The highest we saw on my watch was May 2014, 65,000. So this is a crisis. It's very definitely a crisis.
There's no question about it. So it just sit there and ask yourself, what would be the motivation of somebody of any political persuasion to sit there and say, yeah, there's nothing here. No, this is terrible. The people in charge are doing terrible things, and it's all their fault, and nothing's really going on here, and they're treating children poorly. What would be the advantage to that? What would be the advantage to not checking these people as they come in? What would be the advantage to having an open border for the United States? What would we gain from that? How would it help the people here? How would it, in fact, help the people that are coming here and running over the border? If it continues on infinitum, how would it help them? And the answer, of course, is it would not, because you would overwhelm all services. You would degradate all sorts of services. You would create problems in the employment markets, problems in schools, problems in housing, all of these things, because it happens too fast. You grow too fast. You explode. So what would be the advantage of opening the border? What is the advantage of sanctuary cities? How is it helping California? Is California prospering because of their sanctuary cities laws and their sanctuary state laws? Is that making California more robust? No. In fact, one-third of every American living below the poverty line has one thing in common. They live in California. Think about that. One-third of every American living below the poverty line lives in one place, California. Do you think that's a coincidence? I certainly do not. I want you to hear from Chris Cabrera now. Chris is a United States Border Patrol agent. He's on the front lines of the battle to secure the broken borders every day. He says, we have no idea what's really going on down there. It's a bit long, but you need to hear this. You need to understand the magnitude of what we're dealing with. Bite number two, go.
You know, not that I'm aware of, but, you know, I don't think they, you know, down at my level, we don't hear too much about that. What we do know, though, is just in our area alone last week, we saw 9,000 people come, almost 9,000 people apprehended. That's not even counting the hundreds or thousands that are getting away from us because we don't have the manpower out there. And, okay. You know, I think
would that closing the ports of entry help that? Because I spoke, for instance, to Ambassador Roberta Jacobson. She was, until last year, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, and she and others have made the point that you close the ports of entry, that will chase those migrants between the ports of entry. What's your view?
Well, you know, I think if people are coming in legally, they're coming between the ports of entry is not really an option for them. I think it'll do two things. One, it will get Congress to wake up and realize that it's time to get to work. We've been dealing with, dealing with this since 2014. And nobody's lifted a finger, and it's fallen directly in the lap of the Border Patrol, and we're struggling down here just to keep things going. And on the second hand of that, if they close those ports of entries, we can use those agents to help us out in the field to get a control over what's going on. It's so far out of hand, you guys wouldn't believe it if you saw it.
I hear you, and we've had reporters down at the border, and they corroborate that. We have Marty Savage down there, and they see the numbers coming in.
Stop,
and I know
right
you got
there.
A tough job.
They corroborate that. That's CNN, by the way. The truth is actually making its way onto CNN. And isn't it interesting how the anchor there said it would chase the migrants between the ports of entry? Why would it do that? Oh, that's right. Because there's no wall. And if they get chased to places between the ports of entry, there's no barrier, no wall, no fence, nothing to slow them down as they run into the United States. That's why, now I remember. Because the Democrats have refused to do anything about it. Now I remember. It's because they want to play politics with immigration. Because they want to turn Texas blue. And then they can control everything. If they can turn Texas blue, they believe they can control everything. And they'd be damn close. Make no mistake, they'd be right there. And that's the game at hand. The unfortunate thing is you have people on the other side who are still willing to sacrifice America for the bottom line. Allowing people to come in here so they can work cheap and make them a bunch of money. They'll trade America. They'll trade their children, their grandchildren's future to make a buck. And that part's sad as well. Disheartening, I would say. But the debate about whether or not there's a crisis at the southern border is over. There is no debate. Kirstjen Nielsen, Jay Johnson, the officer there, Chris Cabrera, they all confirmed the same thing, and apparently so does CNN. There's an overwhelming crisis at the border, and it's not just humanitarian. It's political. It's about national security. It's about national sovereignty. It's about vetting those that come over the border. It's all of these things. And meanwhile, we have these people corralled in livestock-type facilities in some places, which is not the way to solve anything. And the caravans keep coming because they know right now, with so many people at the border, there's going to be basically a rush at the border, and they're going to overrun the border. And if that's not an invasion and not a crisis, please tell me what qualifies. Please tell me what qualifies for an invasion or for a crisis at the southern border if this isn't it. You can call me and tell me what that is if I'm wrong at 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline. From Marquette to Monroe and all points in between on MTN, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.